This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please, please, please be involved in the conversation. Because you know what? I'm just talking to myself. You can head up to the website, therealside.com. Okay, there you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there. And then what else is there? You can head over to Facebook. There's a live Facebook feed going on there as well. I'm sure there'll be smarter people than I in that Facebook feed here shortly, as it starts to make it round. After the first break, I think Julio Rivera is going to join me. That is not Geraldo's youngest son. He is calls himself the Conservarican. And he's going to join me to talk about Castro from a Cuban-slash-Hispanic perspective. You know, he is in the streets of New York, so to speak. And he knows what's happening. A lot of his friends may or may not be excited about this. I don't know. You know, it's really funny because when you watch what happens on the left side of the world, right, the left-leaning loons, they love this guy. They love all of this. And they're talking about what a bad thing has just happened to Cuba, basically. And then you talk to people who ran away from there, and some others, and they're like, thank God he's finally gone. I'm thinking maybe we should listen to, be part of, back up, the people that left, the ones that actually lived there, not the ones that have never been there. Anyway, again, as I said, always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me. On the air, in the chat rooms, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Okay. I don't know if some of you heard the Jesse Waters interview. And what had happened was he went to Amherst, Massachusetts. I didn't grow up far from Amherst, the party town. Just amazing. And the mindset there, it's just... That I just found out tonight. Well, I'm not going to tell you yet. I'm going to let you hear it first. Let me see if I can pull it up.
The heck is going on in this?
So they sent Jesse Waters there, and he goes into a local eatery and starts asking the locals, what the heck is going on in your town here? Take a listen.
What the heck is going on in this town?
Well, a lot of people in this town live in that alternative world, alternative universe. It's really...
Alternative? I don't even know if it's alternative. Alternative would be another way of living. This is like a freaky way of living. They live in the, what do we want to call it? Circus universe, I guess. I don't even know what you'd call it.
Leftist.
If you go to the center of town and you look at the town hall, you'll find that the town flies the flag of the United Nations.
Did you hear? Did you guys catch that? Did you hear that? Listen to the guy that lives there telling you what exactly goes down in Amherst, Massachusetts.
At the town hall, you'll find that the town flies the flag of the United Nations.
That's right. So Amherst now belongs to the United Nations. There's no way it could belong to the United States. Why don't you have the United Nations protect you when something goes wrong? Why don't you have the United Nations pay for your, you know, pay all your taxes and your streets and your road work and all of that? Why do you expect, and you would be mad at us if we didn't, you know, if the American populace didn't pay your tax, didn't pay, or you didn't get a chunk of the taxes from the American populace, you'd be pretty upset, wouldn't you? And we let them get away with it. Seriously, think about it.
Tell me what you know about Hampshire College.
Well, the five colleges in this region, it's definitely the most liberal.
Not just most liberal. That college used to be, and I think Kimberly Marin told us that it was. It was a true statement. It's a big party college. Man, back in the 70s, it was like you got nothing to do on a Friday night, you drive out to Amherst. There was a party going on in every dorm room, every dorm, every building. I think that even went down during the week. Not so sure it was just the weekends, you know?
That was burned, so there was a situation that we had to address.
Do you think there's any level of disrespect that's prevalent here in the community?
Oh, rampant.
I think most of the people at the demonstration Sunday were very disappointed in how insensitive some of the students are towards the flag.
In my old school Italian way, some of those kids need to be slapped upside the head. I'm tired of hearing about freedom of speech, and they have the right to do. Yeah, of course they do. They have a right to do anything they want to. But not to understand the sacrifices that were made for them to go to that college. Do they think they have a right to go to that college and do what they're doing just because they have a heartbeat? Probably. If they're millennials and that's their, you know, their helicopter parents were like that, that's probably exactly how they feel. Well, I live in America. America's free, and I can do whatever I want to do. Yeah, well, you know why you can do whatever you want to do? Because of that old guy that you just made fun of. He fought for your right to do that. I mean, talk about a bunch of people that really don't have a clue. Nor, I'm sure, do they care.
It was more of a group of people who came together because they felt so violated by what this...
Now you see, so here we have a bunch of veterans, a bunch of people actually had to duck and dodge bullets for you, and they were, well, you'll have to wait till the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We will finish this up. I'm not letting this go because it ain't right. Now, hopefully after the break, we'll have, if everything works out right, we'll have Julio Rivera on with us. He's our conservative Rican coming on to talk about Castro. Who else? We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be involved in the conversation, seriously. Don't make me sit here like I'm talking to myself, okay? I do want you involved. If you head up to the website, we have a live chat room. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. Or if you're on Facebook, then feel free to go over to Facebook where they're having, it's a live feed there as well on Facebook. I know a lot of you like to connect that way. Anyway, let me bring him in. I've had him on the show before. I always enjoy when he's on with me. And, you know, some of you like to tell me, you know, I have no right to talk about certain things because, I'm not Hispanic, right? So let me bring on somebody who may be closer to it than I am. He's our conservarican in the show, Julio Rivera. And, Julio, thanks for being with me tonight.
Hey, it's a pleasure,
as always, to talk to you. I'm very excited to be here, and I want to know, what are these issues that you feel that you can't talk about?
Oh, no. Julio, when I talk about the Hispanic plight, the black plight, the women's plight, I always get emails where they say, well, you're not Hispanic. You don't know what it's like to grow up in a Hispanic community. You're not that black. You don't know what it's like. I'm going, really? So I can't be human and talk about the human issues that are going on in the world, right? I mean, that's impossible. And especially this thing with Castro in Cuba. Well, you don't know anybody. You don't deal with anybody. You're right. I probably don't, but I'm smart enough to watch TV. I'm smart enough to watch what's going on out there. I do not believe that there are Cubans in this country that are mourning the death of Fidel Castro. Can you enlighten me?
Well, no, they absolutely not. I mean, I have a lot of friends that are Cuban, and they were very happy that Cuba, you know, that Fidel Castro is finally dead. I mean, listen, this guy is was a major human rights abuser. That Castro regime, which was really emboldened and empowered, strengthened by Barack Obama lifting those sanctions. I mean, listen, when you have an empire like that really has no money, there's no natural resources really to mine in Cuba. It's very, very scarce. They're very poor. The only people that have anything, any kind of money down there, really are the government officials. So basically what you did was you made it a lot easier for them to stay in power, where perhaps they could have crumbled. Maybe they could have had an uprising. It would have been difficult because that government, again, a lesson to be learned about the Second Amendment. They took the citizens' guns away, so it would be a lot harder to have any kind of an uprising against that brutal regime. But listen, you know, you can always dream one, but two, how could anybody celebrate the death of somebody who committed what's said to be over 3,600 politically motivated executions?
I'm with you. I hear you. I do not understand. You're in a very liberal area. You run in areas where there's a lot of liberal people. How do these people justify in any way, shape, manner, or form seeing Fidel Castro as some kind of, you know, romantic revolutionary?
Well, you know, it's another example of academia poisoning the mind of these kids in colleges. I mean, revisionist history is anything you want it to be. So, you know, now you've got all these liberal publications, and they're pumping this kind of stream of thought into the universities that he's the greatest revolutionary of the latter half of the 20th century. I mean, really, what was he? Listen, he went out there. They had a revolution. He lied to the people as far as what they were there to accomplish. You know, listen, I'm going to give you an example. My best friend, he's like a brother to me. You know, when I get married, he's going to be my best man. This guy's like, you know, my number one guy, my ace. He's a Cuban, right? His family, when Castro took over, they had a little bit of money in Cuba. They actually had a chain of grocery stores. And that all that property was immediately seized by Castro's regime. You know, and they no longer had that. They no longer were managing business. So basically the lesson is if you allow somebody you know, to come in and say that we're gonna take care of everybody, anybody that has anything can expect that to be taken away and supposedly divided up. But really what happens is it gets pilfered by the top people, and the people remain poor. They're actually in worse. The people that he liberated supposedly are living under worse conditions than they did under Bautista.
Well, I'm sure he took that business away from him, that guy's family, because they weren't running it right. They weren't able to feed enough people, right? They had to take the oppression away from the business owners.
Exactly, yes, for the greater good. You know that's how it works in communism.
I love it. Speaking of communism, I know you didn't hear the opening segment, but in Amherst, Massachusetts, a party college town that I used to run up to all the time when I lived in Boston, they don't allow the American flag now on one of the colleges there. And I just found out tonight that the town flies the flag of the UN. So the town, basically, I do not understand why we even protect this town, why we allow them, why we give them grants from America. If they're part of the UN, let the UN pay for the fees and the services they offer. Let the UN protect them. Let the UN feed those kids that go there, feed and educate those kids. Somebody told me tonight earlier when I was talking that they don't even do grades in that college. I mean, Julio, really, seriously, don't fly the American flag? Are you serious?
I mean, are they going to, do they hand hand out participation diplomas as well? I mean, participation degrees. How does that work? And you know what? It's funny that you said that you brought up a good point there, that, you know, let the UN protect them. But listen, who's enabling, paying for, protecting those diplomats here on American soil? We are.
Yep.
So by extension, the UN is actually, you know, basically just something that the United States taxpayer props up.
Yeah, one of the Facebook feeds said, look, if they're not willing to fly the American flag, the city too. See, I would throw the city into this. If the city's not willing to fly the American flag, they're flying the UN flag, the college is flying the American flag, stop the grants, stop the money, stop the protection of the U.S. government towards them. I mean...
Well, you know what, though? But listen, it's this government. It's Obama's administration that has promoted this line of thinking. So the last thing they'd want to do is hurt Amherst, because at least Amherst, in their mentality, they're like, okay, Amherst, you know, and cities like that are furthering our agenda. So they're going to try to keep them as well funded as possible, so they can continue to do it. So people don't really feel what it would be like should, you know, those government grants go away.
Hey, that's a good point right there. You know, I'd love to see, you got Amherst and Berkeley. There's a whole bunch of those crazy college towns around this country. Wouldn't you like for 1 year, just like 1 year, it's like choking the oxygen off to these places. Shut down the grants, you know, shut down the money, shut down the maintenance money, shut down the bond money, because some of these colleges are on properties where they've issued bonds locally, and the people are paying taxes to keep that place, you know, maintained or what have you. I wonder how fast they would come around our way of thinking.
Yeah, you know what? I think what really killed the colleges, and you know, you can give me your opinion on this, is when they started taking public money. Once they started taking public money, then they were kind of, I guess, in a sense, they let the government or the public sector sort of, you know, influence what it is that they're trying to promote at those schools. So, I mean, I would like to see colleges be told, like, you know, go back to being totally privatized.
So, Julio, we got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back in a few minutes. Julio. Member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We use
use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. Head up to the website. Be part of the conversation. The you got to get a copy of my new book. If you like what you hear if you like what you hear when you tune in at night, and you want to get involved in the conversation, it's really simple. Head up to the website. I want you to pick up my new book. It's called Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You know, it's all the conversation that we've had on the conversations that you're afraid to have sometimes in your own house or at work. And I give you some ammunition. I give you some ideas you can deal with. It's also available up on Amazon if you want to get it there as well. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me. I do appreciate the time you interact with me, because I don't want to be the only one... I open up the show. I want to hear from you, too. I don't have a clue on everything. You'll find out most of the time I don't have a clue at all, but that's okay. I can deal with that. I've asked Julio Rivera to join me. He's our conservative Rican, and he lives on the East Coast. He works on the East Coast, and he's involved with a lot of people in the Hispanic community. So he's got a pulse on what's going on there. And, Julio, thanks for being with me.
Hey, no problem. Always love to come on.
You know, I started saying earlier that I always push back on people who said being a liberal, a hardcore liberal, is a sickness. And I always said, no, it's not a sickness. It's just the way they approach things. But when I see more and more how the liberals, even liberals close to me, who I used to consider friends, and they have this love affair with people like Che Guevara and people like Castro and the others, I'm thinking, wait a minute. These are the same people that come at me and say, well, if you don't believe in a gay and lesbian lifestyle, then you're homophobic. But didn't Shea, didn't Castro, don't all these left idols, didn't they hate gays? Don't they kill gays? Don't they go gay people off of buildings? Or am I missing something?
Well, yeah, they most certainly do. I mean, gays have been persecuted in Cuba ever since the rise of the Castro regime. Che Guevara was a racist as well. You want to talk about not just the homophobic, but he was actually very, very racist against blacks. So he considered blacks to be inferior. And then these are the people that are holding up their legacies and perpetuating this idea that somehow these are the people that we should revere and not constitutional, you know, constitution-loving, red-blooded Americans.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't. And remember, the people on the left are supposed to be the smart ones. They're supposed to be the ones that have a brain, right? I mean, they're smarter than us, yet they seem to love all the animals of the world.
They're not intelligent, and they're only educated in what they're taught. I think it boils down to the curriculum that's being forced down their throats at these, you know, these liberal institutions of learning.
Yeah, I agree. Let's get to the flag burning thing. You know, everybody went nuts with Trump's tweets out that said, hey, look, there should be a law against flag burning. They should lose their citizenship. And everybody's going nuts with this. Okay, Hillary brought this up, I think, in 2005, 2006. Nobody went nuts on her. I think Trump was just venting frustration. I think Trump was just saying, look, I'm tired of seeing this. This is wrong. This is an affront to us. What's your take on this?
Well, I look at it like this. Anytime anybody mentions anything constitutional, my ears go up. You know, like my little radar, my constitutional radar kind of comes up. And it is a concern. Listen, Trump has said a lot of things that he'd walked back throughout the primary. When he said how he would handle, you know, if abortion was illegal, how do you go about enforcing it? He was posed that question by Anderson Cooper. He said that he would look to prosecute the women. Obviously, he walked that back. This is another instance that I do feel he will walk it back. What I would do, if I was him, listen, he's the president-elect of the United States of America. Get the hell off Twitter. I mean, the problem he has is I think he rolls out of bed, or if he's up late at night, maybe he gets up, he sleepwalks to the kitchen to get a sandwich or something, and then he shoots off these tweets, and there's no filter. I love that, and I dislike that about him at the same time. But he's got to have show a little more restraint, like the whole, oh, when is he going to pivot and become presidential? I'm still kind of waiting for it.
Listen, I don't think it's going to happen. I'm sorry. You guys can wait till Jesus returns, because I don't think it's going to happen. I think Trump is going to be Trump. I think he's going to surround himself with good, solid people. I think he's going to take the advice of the people around him, and he's going to end up being a very, very good president. But it's going to be based on not what he says, but what he does based on the people that he's hired around him or brought into his cabinet. I'm sorry. He's a successful A personality New York businessman. Do you really expect to see a change, Julio? Seriously.
You know, you would think that common sense would dictate it, but I mean, at the end of the day, I don't have a problem with him mouthing off as long as he does, like you say, surround himself with the best people and truly the best people. I'm watching those cabinet appointments. I'm looking for all, you know, there's a lot of rhinos that are being floated around, and some of them are even being appointed. I mean, you got Mitch McConnell's wife in an important position. You got a couple of them that I'm really worried about here. I'm not so worried about Mitt Romney for Secretary of State, because I think even the progressive Republicans have a better idea on how to handle foreign policy than what we've been used to the last 7.5 years. So I think Romney would be a fine Secretary of State. But there's a lot of other places where we got to keep an eye on what's going on.
Yeah, it's a loyalty issue for me. I don't care. I don't care how good he is. I've been thinking about this over the last few days, and I don't care how good Romney is. I've got to sit here and say, show me his foreign policy experience, real foreign policy experience. What does he have that outweighs all the disloyalty during the during the election cycle?
Well, I mean, the disloyalty was more towards Trump directly, and there was a lot of people who weren't happy with Trump, you know, so it wasn't just him.
Right. And, you know, and the rhino thing, I think we're done with those days. I think we're done with the days of what Republican is a conservative, which one isn't, which one is middle of the road, which one is left-leaning. I think you're going to see this whole thing, this whole mindset blow up, especially in the first year of this administration. Because you know as well as I do that there are people that are real conservatives that are still making fun of Trump, that still feel that he should not be the president because he's a rhino. He's not conservative enough. We got to get away from that and support him, don't you think?
Well, no. What I say to that is, you know what, Trump? You asked for it. You got it. Prove us wrong. Prove it wrong. Listen, I backed Trump after, just before the convention, I switched over. And I threw my support fully behind Trump in an effort to try to stop Hillary. You know, but I mean, I was a cruiser originally, and I believe that we do need to roll back the size and scope of government. And I don't want to see Trump increase the size of government, because it's, listen, it's either suicide by gunshot or suicide by slow poison drip. You know, how do we kill America? Progressivism is killing America. Republicans and Democrats are doing it. The Republicans have done it less pronounced and done it at a slower rate. But at the same time, I'm just as worried. You know, let's see what happens. I mean, like I said, I'm giving Trump every benefit of the doubt, but I would like to see him prove me wrong ultimately. I would love to sit there after 4 years, 8 years, and say I'm proud of what Donald Trump accomplished for America.
Yeah, all right, truth, Julio. In your area, were you surprised that Trump got such a big part of the Hispanic vote, so much Hispanic support?
I think Hispanics that are here legally, tend to be social conservative, and they tend to be, you know, think about free market principles and things like that. So I wasn't necessarily shocked by that. I think a lot of the maybe like the college age kids, there was a lot of angry sentiment. Even within, you know, you didn't have to be a dreamer to be angry at some of the things that Trump said. Or for them, you know, for liberals to push it on them. I think it was ridiculous. I mean, I agreed with everything Trump said about immigration. I never had a problem with him. I never thought he was being xenophobic or anti-Hispanic in any way, shape, or form myself.
Yeah, I never did either. I think people took it way too far over the top. I think, but he's not going to get a pass. You don't think he's going to get any grace in this coming year, do you?
Let's see what happens. I mean, if the Republicans want to do good in 2018 in the midterm,
yeah,
they're going to have to a certain extent play ball.
I'm just talking about the media, Julio. The media's not going to cut him any slack, no matter what he does.
Yeah, but I mean, I tuned them out a long time ago. I mean, the only thing I listen to is conservative media, shows like yours, shows like mine, you know, Fox News, Newsmax, people like that. Those are the only people that are really telling the truth anymore.
Well, we're up against the time. Tell people where they can find you, where they can read what you write, maybe hear more of what you say.
All right. I got the Austere Constructionist blog on Newsmax.com under the Insiders tab and the Julio Rivera Show on Lanterns Radio Network. Lanterns got Buzz on Thursdays at 10 p.m. Eastern time. Check it out.
That's great. Julio, thanks for being with me tonight. I appreciate your time with me.
No problem. God bless, sir, and congratulations on your book. I hope it sells a million copies.
Me too. Wouldn't that be great? Then we can do away with the commercials. Thanks a lot for that. Hey, listen, don't go far after the break. We're gonna talk more about the communist state or the communist city known as Amherst. I got more to say. I ain't done with this yet. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
What do I do now? We are back. Natives are restless, let me tell you what. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spend with me on here. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, let your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones know about the show. Let's make them all crazy. Right? I mean, they've spent 8 years driving us totally out of our minds at times. Payback. It's time for payback. Let's make them nuts with the way we think. So tell them you found this nice, quiet, level-headed person on the radio, and give them our give them the information so they can come into the show, and then watch them pop an eyeball. Right. So earlier tonight, Jesse Waters went up to Amherst. Well, I didn't do it tonight. Obviously, he did it over the last day or two, and he talked to the locals in Amherst, and the locals, I mean, saying people, look, it's really funny, when you go into some of those towns, I grew up in Massachusetts, you go back into some of those towns, the older folks, you know what, they're very black and white about things. It's like, it's probably where I get a lot of the stuff that you're going to read when you buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. That's my new book. You can find it in either up at Amazon, you can find it on our website, go to the store, it's in our store on our website. So anyhow, but it's that very black and white way of looking at things. And I'm telling you, some of those people in New England, in those back not backwards, but backwoods cities and town, little towns back there, they've got a very black and white way of looking at things, too. And if you heard what was going on with Jesse when he was at the restaurant, you'll have to pick up the first segment to grab that. They were pretty black and white about stuff. We're going to play a little bit more of it here in a minute, but then he goes to hunt down the chancellor of the college, and the chancellor was not very happy. Take a listen.
Wouldn't sit down in terms of burning the flag.
What would you like to see that happen to the president of Hampshire College?
Before the demonstration on Sunday, he went down to the Amherst VFW, and he apologized for what had happened.
But then when...
So this is how liberals operate, right? When everybody, I love when people say to me, well, you know, he came over and he apologized. He seemed like a nice guy. You know, Charlie Manson seemed like a nice guy, depending on what side, you know, what he needed from you. So the Amherst college guy goes over there, or not Amherst, but Hampton, is that what it's called? Or Hampshire?
Hampshire.
The Hampshire College czar, whatever you want to call him. I don't even want to. He can't be in, huh? You can't be that stupid to be president. I'm sorry. You just, I guess you can. It's a liberal college. Never mind. I take it back. So he goes over to the VFW hall and apologizes to the guys for what it shouldn't have happened. It was a bad thing. You know, they're kids, yada, 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 all this other stuff, right? But then he goes and does an interview later on in the day and he gets nailed because basically the VFW guys caught him lying, which is they don't consider it lying. See, if it's perceived, if it's their perceived truth, then it's truth, period. It doesn't even have to be truth. They just have to perceive it as such. You also find chapters like that in my book, how they can't find the truth. You could put truth in a paper bag, mark it truth, put it in both of their hands and say, there's the truth, and they still can't find the truth. I'm telling you.
For what had happened.
But then when he was probed as to his reasons, they were the same reasons that you hear all the time. Fairness, justice, blah, blah, blah.
I'm sure.
Yeah, fairness. It's always about fairness and justice when it's not conservative fairness and justice. When it's not right-wing fairness and justice. When it's not a Christian or religious fairness and justice. As long as it's left-leaning, lunatic justice, then it's fair, and it's just, and it's right, and it's what they should do.
He's heard from a lot of folks, especially veterans, and I would support that feeling of veterans. I can't see a compelling reason for a private or a public institution to not find a way to fly the flag.
What is it?
You're on American soil. This has been my argument all along. You're on American soil. You're being supported by American tax dollars. Right? When the crap hits the fan, it's the American National Guard that comes help you out. God forbid something goes sideways, it's firemen that are funded with American tax dollars. Something else goes bad, it's policemen showing up, putting their life on the line, being paid by American tax dollars. What part of this are you not getting? How much crack do you have to smoke not to understand this?
Therefore, if he's not going to be a leader.
You asked the question, he'd have to answer that.
Now, after Waters had that dialogue, he went over to try to speak with Hampshire College.
Yeah, so these, and this always happens. This is why that professor site is so, it's so perfect for these guys. They don't want you, they'll teach the kids, they'll teach it in the classroom, they'll tell you how bad the right is. But when you're going to publish it in a paper that the general populace is going to get their hands on, all of a sudden they get uncomfortable. I don't know about you guys, because I don't know any of you personally. But for me, if I believe it and it's real and it's right, you're not going to shame me into not saying it. I'm not afraid to say it, whether I'm on camera, off camera, on or my wife will tell you, there's no difference with me. The filter's broken. It doesn't matter who I'm with or who I'm talking to. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to be obnoxious. You don't have to be nasty. You don't have to be hateful. Just be honest. Know who your audience is. Know how to say it so it's received and not rejected. I mean, some places are going to reject the message no matter what it is. But there are ways you can say things a certain. When I'm in a group of men, not that I have to get nasty or vulgar, I can be a little bit more straight to the point. If I'm in a group of couples, it's a little different. Same message, or I should say same point, just delivered a little differently.
President Lash.
Hey, President Lash, how are you?
Jesse Waters with the O'Reilly Factor, Fox.
Yeah, his heart just like fluttered 12 times right there. Just Jesse snuck up on him in a deep and a dark driveway.
News Channel, good to see you.
Not good to see you.
At least he's honest. Seriously. All right, so far he doesn't have any demerits, right? Saw Jesse with a. Yeah, it's not good to see you because, like, you know, in his head he's going, I know what this guy wants.
Well, now that I have you here, why did you remove the American flag from campus?
Nice to meet you.
Don't you realize the whole.
Don't you love this stuff? I just love this stuff. I mean, these guys, you would think they know this is coming. You really, you would think they know this stuff is coming. Why, in God's creation, would they not have something ready, written down? They have got. You know, I would have gone through this conversation in my mind, in the elevator of the school, walking down the hallway, or in my car driving home. Okay?
I
would, well, you got to leave work eventually, right, to go home. But I would have had this conversation in my head a dozen times, so it was very natural and real.
Whole country's laughing at you right now?
Come on, get your foot out of my door.
And he's got his foot stuck in the doorway. You have to see it. But every time I play their videos, Facebook kills the feed. So, but come on, think about this. Give this some serious thought. So here he is, and he's telling him, you're the laughing stock of the country. You're all over the place. You're in every paper. You're on all these conservative. Is this the best you're going to say is get your foot out of my door?
President Lash, why did you remove the flag?
I don't want to talk to you about it.
Don't you think you owe it to the veterans to explain yourself?
I don't want to talk to you about it.
No, I'm a coward. I have nothing to say. I do this stuff to make the kids happy. Love being a communist. And you?
Would you please remove your foot from my door?
You made a lot of people very upset. I think you owe the country an explanation.
I love these guys. No, they don't. They can make any comment they want to, and they don't, and they're not responsible for it. But a Trump or a Joe Messina, you come out and say something, I come out and say something that people are uncomfortable with, and I'm on a school board. We've talked about this before. I'm on a school board in California. I know, right? And if I say something on this show, because there's a lot of trolls listening, or I write something that they don't like, and it doesn't even have to do anything with the kids. They just have to perceive it has something to do with the kids. They want me to come out and write a three-page essay as to why I'm wrong. Well, what the heck would I have said it on the air for if I thought it was wrong? See, I think it's right, so I can't write something that says it, and I don't owe you an explanation. Don't listen to the show. To tell me your 13-year-old is upset because they heard something on my show, what kind of parent are you to sit your child down to have them listen to my show if you're doing it for hateful reasons? If you're truly doing it so they can learn something, that's a whole different animal. But no, I'm not going to say I'm sorry. You're out of your mind. Doesn't work that way. I'm Joe Messina, your host. On the other side of the break, you would the stuff that I want to talk to you guys about tonight, we may need 3 nights to get through. And I love it. Don't stop sending me. Don't stop sending me your information. Don't stop sending me the topics that you want me to do. I really do appreciate the stuff that you're sending me. But I got so many. There are so many other things going on out there that we are not paying attention to because all these other distractions. We're worried about what Romney. Somebody said it tonight. We're worried about what Romney had for dinner with Trump. Are we brain dead? A Marine's wife was ordered to remove an American flag from outside her home in Southern California. Let me say that again. Not some wacky woman that didn't have her meds straight. A Marine's wife. You want to hear that story? You got to come back after the break. If you're on Facebook, you got to restart at the top of the hour. Sorry. Just the way they do it. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do so much appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.